ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station.
Sounds fascinating.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you on a Tuesday taking us along for the ride in the big city of Houston. Still have a theme to be determined on Way Back Wednesday.
Do we?
Yeah.
We do. Do we? Or are y'all just going to wait till the last second and then just go with what I suggested?
Because that would be right totally different than what's happened most weeks, right?
That's what I'm saying. Why even pretend like we don't have? We're going to go with what I said
Your
in the first
idea was
hour.
Dumb.
Okay.
Well, I eagerly await
your idea.
Well, here's the thing, you're not aware of this. Someone texted this. The amount of thought that they put into this and the way they researched it means that it has to be at the top of our list. They said Way Back Wednesday should be songs about bad offensive lines for the Texans and Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that make that kind of music.
24 songs got to be nationwide. Yeah. Easy to pick from.
There's only one, and it's Beck's Loser. Other than that, oh, what? I'm shooting shoots all over the place. All right, Matt from Beaumont officially goes on the You Can Go to Hell list because he texted him, hey, Barry, when's your next gig in Beaumont?
Just say hi.
Oh, my God.
We've said this, but just say hi. It's a lot easier, right?
Yeah, it's just be like, hey, what's up? You know, bump nucks, and that's cool. By the way, somebody did text and say, hey, Barry, just bought tickets to your show in Kuntz, as Joel would say. Do you talk to people afterwards? No, I am above everyone. Yes, of course. I absolutely hang out. I'll talk.
Yeah. You're too big for everybody. No, yeah, you're not doing that.
Of course no. I hang out afterwards and talk. He says, will there be any shirts for sale? Yes, I'm bringing my shirts.
The Suspects?
No, I'm bringing my shirts. Oh. I'm not bringing. This is not an official ESPN sanctioned event, but I'm bringing the shirts that I sell. I'm bringing my koozies. You can join my mailing list. I'll give you one. All that. Yes. What?
For shows like this, can I give you just a marketing tip?
I don't. Just the tip.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Especially if you're just going to use just the tip. Yes. Don't call them koozies. Call them koonsies.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Jeez. All right. Good night.
Bye.
Hey, guys, appreciate you coming out to the show. You got T-shirts here. Koontzies over there. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
The level of hate that I have for you today has grown exponentially with every dad joke. Koontzies?
Koontzies.
Oh, my God. And I kind of liked Shoot to Shoot.
Well, you win some, you lose some. You don't win any, you don't shoot your shoot on, so you take a shoot at it. That's what you do.
Oh, God.
Sometimes it's just a must.
Koontzies. Jeez. I wish I was Cowboy Trav missing 20 inches of colon right now and not having to listen to this.
So you don't have to take it. Never mind.
Oh, boy.
Did you guys see the breaking news of the day that's just, has everybody talking?
Which is?
The Ninja headband has been banned by the NBA.
Yeah, who cares?
Stupid. Why is this even a thing?
Yeah, why does the NBA care, and why do people care?
I'll tell you who really cares. The Rockets, because they brought Westbrook in, and they thought they were going to get ahead of the game, so they had all their new uniforms for the year, and they did all the photo shoots so that they could get all of the Russell pictures that they didn't have previously for all of their stuff. He wore that thing for almost all of them.
And now they got to redo it. Or Photoshop, one of the two.
True. It's going to look weird if you Photoshop that big...
Nah, they'll fix it. They'll just take a part of a forehead... For the forehead from another shot and put it on there.
That's right. You're an it guy.
Yeah. It's not that hard.
Okay. You want to do it for him?
No. Did you listen to that audio, Nicholas?
I did. It wasn't really worth
playing. It is worth talking about, though. Mm-hmm. DeMarcus Lawrence was on his way.
Bit of an a-hole.
You don't agree with what he did?
Yeah, I disagree.
Let me tell the people what happened. So he's walking after the game to a van of some sort to, I guess, go back to a hotel or leave or whatever.
It's like a player limo.
Yeah, and a little kid in a Saquon Barkley shirt, jersey, comes running up to him and goes, DeMarcus, DeMarcus, will you sign this? And he walks past him, and as he passes him, he goes, you got on the wrong jersey, bro, and keeps walking.
Well, I think it even, and I might be wrong on this, I'll take it, and I might, I thought I heard him call him Barkley.
No, he called him DeMarcus.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he should have just explained the situation. Get the right jersey, kid. He looked like he was 6 or 7 or 8.
Yeah, okay. I'm kind of like, I
screw the child.
Whoa.
Basically.
Easy now. Well, now we're taking.
Is what you're saying?
Jeez.
Part of me wants to say, yeah, you ain't my fan, but he's a kid.
He's a young kid.
He is young.
Like, he
I would
didn't
say
mean
he's
it,
probably
man.
Like less than 10 years old. Yeah, he just sees a football player. He's wearing his favorite player's jersey. I mean, hell, I saw a picture where AJ took his kids to the game, to the Astros game. They're sitting on the in front of the Mariners dugout, and Segura signs a ball and gives it to one of AJ's kids, and they were wearing Astros jerseys. What's wrong with that? I mean, they're kids. If that was a grown-ass man, then you say it, you stiff-arm him in the face, and you keep walking. At first, I was like, ha, that's what you get. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, man, that kid didn't mean any harm by that.
He was clearly nervous when he approached him.
Yeah, he sees this superstar NFL player, and he's like, oh, my God, look at this. Wow, that was very loud. Oh look God, at this. Too. And then he keeps walking past him. I don't know. I kind of felt bad for the kid, even though he's wearing the wrong jersey. I feel like that was wrong.
Here's my thing, too, having been around this for a long period of time, too. This is a no-win situation for the player, and it doesn't matter.
Is it, though? Couldn't you just stop real quick and sign that for
the kid?
That's what
I'm saying. It's a bad look to do what you did no matter what. You know, even if you were trying to be funny or, you know, maybe later on or, you know, for whatever reason or not, you either take care of it or you don't. You're not going to win this one. You're going to look bad from the get-go anyway. And here's the thing. You pick and choose who you're going to sign for and not sign for. But most of the guys that don't sign, sign because they think someone's trying to sell it. And they're out there trying to turn a buck from it instead of really appreciating it. So you could even do something cute on the signature. Instead of just signing, it said, wrong team, but, you know, but thanks.
No, don't even do that. Just sign it. Like,
there's a lot of guys. Well,
you can say, hey, kid, look, I could sign it for you, but I don't know if you want me to do this and explain it to him. Why not? Was he in a rush? Maybe he was in a rush. Look, it's really easy to come off as a bad guy when you do this, and I don't want to just spray bullets at this guy, but I'm just saying he might be a decent guy when it comes down to that type of stuff. But it's always, like Joel said, it's always going to be a bad look when there's video cameras everywhere.
That's the biggest thing. No matter who sees this and gets a hold of it, you're always going to be the one looking bad because of it. So, right, go Cowboys and sign your name. And then after the fact, give them a ribbing and go, next time, if I'm going to sign something for you, be wearing the right gear or something like that.
Yeah.
But don't take it to that level.
But the way he says it, he's like, get another jersey, bro. Like, really?
Yeah, he punked the kid. I'm telling you.
That dude,
it was too harsh.
That dude
was
like,
harsh.
That dude was like 8 years old. I remember when I was a kid, I probably told this story before, but it's been a while. My mom took me to a Rockets game. And this was back when Ralph Sampson was still on the team. And she figured out where the players leave. And she takes me over there to get autographs. I've got on my Rockets jersey. I got on my Rockets wristbands, my sweatbands. My mustard and ketchup. I'm so pumped. And I've got this banner or pennant that my mom bought me. And Ralph's and every other Rocket that has left is signing it, right? They're like, hey, yeah, no problem, kid. Ralph Sampson comes walking out. And I'm like, Mr. Sampson, will you sign my pennant? And he looks at me and goes, no. And just kept walking. And my mom was like, listen, here, pal. And walks over. It gets as much as she could get in Ralph Sampson's face. It was really more like his junk because he's tall. But she's like, let me tell you something, Ralph. And she's yelling at Ralph Sampson. This is a little kid, and you're going to sign his, and then he's just out here, and he's supporting, and you're a jerk. He's like, whatever, lady.
He didn't care.
Just kept walking. But that devastated me at that age. I was like, oh, my God, Ralph Sampson is an a-hole.
See, that would be devastating for me if Hakeem did that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now I'm older and I don't care. I expect it from players. I don't
now I wouldn't ask. But
it's also different because, and again, we've had this discussion before too. As a player, you're paid so much money, and you're asked to endorse so many things where it's just like gobs of money for basically doing nothing. That if you're worried about the fact that the autograph that you sign may or may not turn into someone else keeping them or selling them, it doesn't come close to the amount of money you're making by being a professional athlete. And I've told this story before, but it's true. But when my buddy Tony was 8, he was a really young kid, and his dad took him to the hotel for the first All-Star game in the Dome for the NBA, and he wanted Patrick Ewing's autograph. And he and his dad went and asked for it, and Patrick Ewing's got, "You got $5? And his dad said, "$5 for what?" He goes, "For the autograph. I'm not signing for free." And his dad got pissed, like he should. He took Tony's hand. They walked away. You also got to remember that those people can come back to haunt you. All those years later, Patrick Ewing was brought onto the Rockets staff by Jeff Van Gundy. You know who his equipment manager was? The same kid he turned down an autograph for $5 if he didn't have $5 for. And Tony reminded him of him. And when Ewing was like, "No, that couldn't be true," he's like, "Meet my dad. He's on the game night security staff. He's going to back me up on this." And when he did, you could see Ewing could not have felt worse.
He should.
But you shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Nah, I get it if it's these guys that you'll see them give a ball to a kid at a baseball game and go up here and get him to sign that. Here's $20. They bring the ball back. They sell the ball. You can kind of tell that if you're paying attention, if you're watching. But if you're in a parking lot, and there's some kid in a Barkley jersey, and he's got something in his hand that he's getting players to walk by to sign, and it's not any memorabilia, because from what I saw, it didn't look like – it just looked like he was having, I don't know, something signed, like a paper or a pennant or something like that in his hand. I'm not even sure what it was. But, yeah, it's like a shirt or something, or it's a towel. It's literally a towel. Like, that kid's not out there hustling for money.
That's not a resale item.
It's a jerk-ass thing to do. It really is.
Some people that just for one reason or another forget about how much money they've made during the history of their professional life by playing sports, and then they turn the hate on the kids. And again, there are also some bad people out there, because I know guys that are out there too, that we've seen them, that pay a kid a certain amount of money in cash if they go get an autograph they don't want or need, so that it looks like you're signing for a kid, and then the guy gets the ball or the helmet or whatever it is, and the kid just gets $5.
Did you see his response? He's got a response on Twitter that he posted. Somebody tagged us on it.
I did see one of them.
It's crazy how you fans want to attack me for not signing for a kid. It's more than one kid that come to the game with Cowboys jerseys and never get to meet any player. So if I'm honest with my own kids, I will never treat your kid better than mine. So suck it up. # sorry, not sorry. None of that makes any sense. You still look like a jerk.
Now you look more like a jerk.
Look like more than a jerk, but that didn't help. I mean, that didn't excuse it. You didn't give us a reason. You just said, "I don't sign for Cowboys kids, so I'm not going to sign for a kid in a Giants jersey." Okay, well, now you're double the jerk. I don't know. That's a bad look.
It's just an awful look.
Yeah.
So we'll continue to roll on. We're in the final hour of the show as we continue to click down till 4 o'clock. That's when the Blitz takes over. They take you till 7. You do nothing but keep it right here on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, "Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back as we roll through the final hour of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I know it's not the season and you guys don't like to talk about the NBA, but kind of...
And for that reason, I'm out.
Kind of what you were just saying about with DeMarcus Lawrence's situation. There's just some guys, I don't know if they don't get it, or for whatever reason, you know, they can be difficult at times. Kevin Durant just did an interview with the Wall Street Journal, and it comes out that he says, "Some days I hate the NBA." Well, do you hate it on the 1st and the 15th?
Yeah.
Because it's part of the deal.
can't.
You know, he doesn't like the fact that the media and everybody else. He goes, you know, there's mental health training for the athletes. What about the media? And what about, you know, all the management and the other things? And he ropes that into saying he doesn't want to go back to the Bay Area, even though he won a championship there.
Yeah.
And just that's just more kind of like because he's moved on in his life. But he goes on to talk about after he left Oklahoma City. And he said that right after the announcement came out and he hadn't left town yet, people were coming to his house, spray painting on the for sale signs and going around his neighborhood, making videos in front of my house, burning my jerseys, calling me all types of crazy names. His mom even remembers a time where a video was posted somewhere in OKC with his jersey and people shooting bullets into it.
That's pretty crazy.
Which is awful.
Yeah.
And he said he recalls when they made that first trip back into OKC, he said it was a venomous, toxic feeling. I walked into that arena, and just the organization, the trainers, the equipment managers, those dudes are pissed off at me. They're not talking to me. I'm like, yo, this is where we're going with this? Because I left a team and went to play with another team. I'll never be attached to that city again because of that. I eventually wanted to come back to that city, be a part of the community, the organization, but I don't trust nobody there. That must have been fake, what they were doing. The organization, the GM, I ain't talked to none of those people. Even had a nice exchange with those people since I left. Dude is like, I mean, and it's just like, he's kind of like.
But I get it, though.
I get in some a way, of it. Okay?
Because shooting a jersey, like, it's one thing to burn a jersey, but shooting it is weird. And then defacing your personal property is a whole other level.
Totally.
Whole other level. And I wouldn't want to go back to a community that did that to me. There's certain things when, I mean, did they do that to, and I know it's a bit different because Russ was traded.
Some people are out online saying, and I still think,
but
Russ,
I mean, people,
Russ is going to be applauded because he would have liked to have stayed there.
Yeah.
But they did him a favor when they knew they were going to rebuild.
You know, look, you like to think you can always go home. Remember, they burned LeBron's jersey
when
he left the first time.
Yep.
So I just, fans are weirdos. I mean, absolute weirdos and idiots.
We talked about when Jacoby Jones
and Jacoby Jones
he fumbled in the playoff game.
Well, he deserved everything.
And like you said, yeah,
maybe not.
Capella's car getting all keyed up and everything because they lost in the playoffs.
I don't
last
understand
year.
Why some grown ass man would take the time out of his day over a sport that he doesn't get paid to watch, and be like, you know what? I'm gonna burn up my gas money. And I'm going to drive across town, and then I'm going to risk going to jail and deface someone's property because they don't want to work here no more. Could you imagine if you quit your job at the Piggly Wiggly and went and worked for Randall's, and then the people that shopped at the Piggly Wiggly were like, bleep this guy. We're gonna scratch his car up in the parking lot over at the Randall's because he switched grocery stores.
It's ridiculous. The one thing that really irks me,
and if you do
though,
that, kill yourself. Jeez. That may have been a little
you
far.
You just went over the top again.
And that's
just
twice
like
today.
What you had Clarence eat. You could have said a million things, and you had to wrap with that.
Don't kill yourself. But, I mean, you should consider it, but don't do it because you're an idiot.
So shoot your shoot. Just don't shoot to kill.
Don't shoot, yeah.
Okay.
It's just dumb.
Well, here's the thing, though. This is what bothers me. If you remember and recall, all during last year, he had all of his issues with the media.
Yeah.
And there were days that he just woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and then he took it out on everybody else. And then, obviously, unfortunately, he went through everything that he went through with the injury and everybody asking questions, and that was against me against the world, and you guys make it Steph's team and all that stuff. But here's the thing. He says, some days I hate the NBA, but without basketball, I wouldn't have done much on Earth. So I love basketball. I wouldn't have seen the stuff I've seen compared to my friends I grew up with because of basketball. Okay, but guess what? You can love the game of basketball and play it your whole life on the playground for free. But the fact that you're making ungodly amounts of money playing is because of the NBA. So don't crap on the hand that is feeding you that much money all the time on the 1st and the 15th and is responsible. Do you think some playground legend is going to have the deal he's got with Nike? Or all the endorsement deals?
No.
Or all the things he's gotten? So slow your roll a little bit, okay? You've gotten really caught in your feels and emotional in the last year or two. But at the end of the day, when you sit back in your big chair and you look at the business ventures that you have, the fact that you have
all
your own production, everything comes
everything
from
you have in life
the NBA.
Because of basketball
that's
and
right.
NBA. Yep.
So that's where I have a problem with it. Because no one deserves to have their house vandalized and their neighborhood. And you think that anytime you go out on the streets that people could be throwing stuff at your car or scratching it up or doing whatever. That's uncalled for.
Yeah.
But be, as Craig Ackerman would say, put your big boy pants on and deal with the fact that part of what goes with making all that money is sometimes you got to deal with a little of the heat.
Right. Or people that text your show and want to tell you how their fantasy day went.
Another one?
No. But I do. I just want to point out because I feel like people are going to be like, I can't believe you said that. I'm not. I really don't want people to kill themselves. I just want to be.
How close are we, Nick, to getting our own warning at the start of the show?
I feel like there's going to be someone that writes a letter or calls in. It's. I was joking. I don't want anyone to actually do that. You know, we live in this politically correct, soft-ass society where 10 years ago I could say that and no one would have batted an eye, but I say it jokingly and people are like, oh, I can't believe he said that. He really wants people to kill himself. No, I don't. I don't. Please don't get upset.
But you do want Clarence to eat a bag.
I do want Clarence to eat a bag of, yes.
Okay.
Speaking of that, though, and I know we got to get to break in just a second, but can I tell you that the Bill Burr special, his new special called Paper Tiger, dropped today at midnight. And I've already watched it.
You watched it last night.
Huh?
You watched it last night.
I watched it this morning after my nap.
Of course. Because you wanted to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for it.
Yeah. I have to tell you, a lot of people watched the Chappelle special and said he says a lot of stuff that a lot of us are thinking. I feel like Burr is taking it to the next level completely. Like,
so you highly recommend it?
Yes. It was the first special in a very long time that had me laughing, literally laughing out loud for about the whole thing. And that's rare for me just because of how I'll dissect comedy and look at it from an engineering perspective as opposed to just a fan of it, even though I'm a fan of it. I was laughing out loud by myself in the house. It was that funny to me. Some people may not like it. You got to be a Bill Burr fan, but it is top-notch Bill Burr.
I'm definitely a Bill Burr fan. I got to finish the Chappelle. I was telling you before the show that I started the Chappelle special, but yeah, I haven't finished it. Once I finish that, I'll check out Bill's.
Oh, you have to. Paper Tiger is amazing.
For sure.
I really firmly believe that at some point in the near future, it's not even going to involve Nick or me.
What?
It's going to be the open, the usual suspects.
You're saying I'm the one that says mean things?
The comments and thoughts of Barry Laminack do not represent Gal Media, Nick, or Joel. So please think about that.
Y'all are going to throw me under the bus like
please
that.
Please think about that responsibly when you listen to the show.
They might consider it pretty shortly. Only because of you.
I don't you think, though, 10 years ago in radio, if I was just to proclaim it just in general, just not didn't tell anyone specific, but if I would just be like, you're a loser, kill yourself if you're one of those fans. 10 years ago, that's not a big deal.
No, it's not.
But as soon as I said it, I was like, oh, my God. And knowing I don't mean it, knowing I really don't want anyone to kill themselves, there are people that be like, oh, I can't believe you said that. Suicide is real. Yes, I know. And that's not who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness.
I think Chappelle made reference to it, too. He's like, you're the one who clicked on my face, bro.
Yeah, you tuned in.
Yeah.
You knew what you were getting
into.
I'll
tell you what. Guys calling NFL and college football games are afraid to use certain phrases and terminology, too, simply because of that stuff. And you can lose your job for it. And I'm not kidding because I know stories. But if a guy's talking about throwing a long bomb, but he phrases it a certain way.
Oh, yeah. It could be, yeah.
That could be the end of your career, at least with that company.
And if you can lose your job over some words, you can lose your job basically anywhere, on Twitter, anywhere.
Yeah. This is how you know people don't get it. Somebody said, I love how Barry says he didn't mean it when he said, go kill yourself, and that people are too soft, but says that DeMarcus Lawrence was too mean to that kid. You can't have it both ways, bro. Are you that dumb? Are you that dumb that you don't see the difference between a grown-ass man telling a kid to basically bleep off because he's wearing the wrong jersey and me making a joke on the radio? Are you that dense that you don't understand that? Bro,
people are just dumb,
don't make me repeat myself. I'll let you figure out what that meant.
I'll tell you what is dumb. It's dumb if you don't check out Tight End Sports Bar and Grill over there in League City. 2502 Gulf Freeway, 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City, right there on 45 by the Best Buy. And I got to tell you about Tito Tuesdays. That's right, Tuesdays and only Tuesdays. Tito's is $5. Go over there, see Raina and Amy. It's under new management. My girl Amy's there over there at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. 2502 Gulf Freeway. 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City. Beautiful, beautiful waitresses serving you cold beer. there's great beer specials, but they have a full bar throughout the week. So don't feel obligated to just order beer, and it can't get much better than that. Beautiful women serving beer and food while you watch your favorite sports only at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill over on 2502 Gulf Freeway. 2502 Gulf Freeway, Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. And when I say food, I'm not just talking typical bar food. It's a made from scratch kitchen. Everything you order is made from scratch. Joel and Barry had the quesadillas. You can order the Hail Mary wings as well. They brought in over the chicken Alfredo, which is only served tomorrow on Wednesdays. You can have their chicken Alfredo. That was great. That was really, really good. Tomorrow and only tomorrow will they serve chicken Alfredo. Fantastic chicken. Ashley and Jasmine brought us some last week. Don't forget about lingerie night as well. That's on Fridays. Go see Raina and Jasmine. Raina's at the bar. Jasmine serves as well. Like I said, Amy, my girl, she's the new general management. So it's general manager. So they're definitely under new management, and they're looking forward to seeing you there. So like I said, tonight, Tuesdays, Tito Tuesdays, $5. Tomorrow, chicken Alfredo. Friday is lingerie night, only at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. 2502 Gulf Freeway. You got to check it out.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel, Tuesday, Big City. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Here's my little friendly reminder. If you missed any portion of the show, ESPN975.com. Go to the show tab for The Usual Suspects, top of the page. And you will be able to choose from the hours of the show that you missed, and you can catch up with it. While you're there, download the app, then take us anywhere, everywhere. And no matter where you are and what's going on, you will never miss any portion of your favorite show, which we hope is ours.
Somebody texted the show and said, hey, Barry, Joel is on fire today. Ever thought of having him open for you? That's from Andy in Port Arthur. Andy, I will quit comedy.
Oh, that's nice.
Before, there's no, I will admit, they've been pretty good today. I don't want to give you too much credit because I don't want to encourage it.
I don't want the credit, but I'd also never wanted to open up for you.
Yeah, well.
And I don't think you have to worry about it, obviously, but I'm just saying, all jokes aside, that's not my
You could
thing.
Do a tight three up top, huh? I would be curious. I would love to see you write some jokes and see what you came up with.
I would never do that, throw them out there publicly to humiliate myself. And that's not, obviously, I know, I stay in my lane.
Yeah.
I'm not an aspiring comedian. Now, Nick, with his delivery, I think he would be, Nick, you want that?
No.
See? That's why we don't have
drunk warnings. Just so he can make fun of me, but I would have to be incredibly drunk, like in the moment, convinced. I would never like plan that out ever. You'd have to be like, look, why don't you jump on stage and make a fool of yourself, and then I would do it.
Yeah. Like karaoke, right?
And you've had a few cocktails.
I won't.
Carry jokey? What? Who's? Joel's face. That was outstanding. Do you hate me right now?
Nope.
Do you hate me?
Nope. I don't have that. I don't take it that far. See, Bray, that's why we always say sports is so different from life itself. I would never wish bodily harm on someone take it out on them because
Virginia.
It's just sports. It's not real life.
You Virginia. By the way, several people on Twitter are disagreeing with me saying that, like JT said, nah, bleep that kid. And Caleb is like, I don't understand what him being a kid has to do with anything. I was like, well, then we don't need to have this conversation if you don't understand the difference.
Look, I thought it was a little harsh. I don't hate the guy because of it.
I do now.
I mean, I just think you could carry yourself a little bit differently. He doesn't have to autograph the jersey. I get it wasn't a Dallas jersey, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to make a massive deal of it. I just felt like it was a bit harsh considering the kid's age.
Yeah.
Now, if you're like 30 or 20, like grow up, bro.
Do it. If he would have been 18, 16.
Yeah.
It's different. But this kid was what, 8 maybe, you think, Joel?
I think about in that range.
He cannot be in the double digits. He has to be younger than 10 years old.
And he was so excited. DeMarcus, will you sign this? He's like, bleep you, kid. I mean, basically, you might as well have said that.
Here's the harsh reality that I don't think anybody's factoring in. And you know I've got stories. I've told most of you guys the stories off the air. This is the harsh, more harsh reality than him not signing for that kid. There are just people in professional sports that just aren't very good dudes. They just aren't very good dudes.
Right.
The fact of the matter is that they're professional athletes because they have athletic skill in a specific sport, and they're getting paid to do it, and that's something, right? But that doesn't mean they have the social skills or they're just very nice people, for whatever the case may be, to know how to treat others. Because I've worked with a bunch of them, and as much as they may be great at what they do, they are complete a-holes when they're not doing it.
Hey, real quick, we got breaking news. Adam Schefter reporting that there's more Antonio Brown fallout. The Patriots are trading wide receiver Demaryius Thomas in the division to the New York Jets for a 2021 sixth-round pick.
Huh. Evidently, he still had something left in the tank.
I didn't see that part. But I did see the trade for Demaryius Thomas. So there's more drama with Antonio Brown in New
England? No, they're just saying because of the Antonio Brown, there's more fallout.
I misheard you.
And that is that the Patriots are trading Demaryius Thomas.
And I wouldn't necessarily, it's more less than fallout. It's just like the aftermath because they got to clear roster spots too. But the thing is who'd have thunk from where we were with Demaryius Thomas when he was a Texan that he not only would have something left in the tank and recover from his injury, but he would find himself to be a commodity that other teams would want and trade for?
Yeah, no doubt.
I think a lot of teams would want to take that risk. You look at that situation, it's you got to be enticed by the low cost of his contract, right? You have to be.
It's the Carmelo Anthony deal again. It's low risk, high reward if he can still play even close to the ability he once had. But at the same time, kudos to the player, the personnel department of the Patriots. They found a home for a guy that most people thought you just cut and you could pick up on the scrap heap.
Yeah, and then once Edelman gets hurt, he'll quit the Jets and go back once the Jets release
him. And you know that the rumor mill's already churning that at some point between week 6 and 9, Rob Gronkowski's going to come back. Did y'all see him, by the way, during the ring ceremony thing?
Could you imagine that?
He's about 40 pounds lighter than he was at his playing weight.
Really?
Yeah. Like, even Collinsworth and those guys were commenting, like, if there were talks of him coming back, he better get a couple of months to, like, start eating and lifting again. He has, you know, when they always say when you're done playing sports, you either balloon out or you go way down. He went way down.
Really?
He's really, really small from where he was at his playing
weight. Are you suggesting that he was on the roids?
No, not at all. But you think about that, and we've talked to NFL guys about the training table and how many calories a day it takes, and then you're in the weight room because you have to lift to maintain a certain amount of strength as well. All that stuff, when you stop doing it,
true,
your body adjusts one way or another. You either crave it and you still want all that food you've been eating, or you go way down. There's offensive linemen in the league that run marathons.
Lost a lot of weight.
Oh, a ton of guys have. Yeah. And Larry McCarron, who used to be the starting center for the Packers back in the day, he runs marathons. He's about 100 pounds lighter than his playing weight.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe he just has good metabolism and, you know, you're right. Your body does adjust one way or the other. But I just feel like maybe he just had – look, Vernon Maxwell is like – he's getting up there in age, and he looks still.
He's in fantastic shape. But I'll tell you, there's another guy. I know guys that played back in the Oilers days at skill positions, like, shall I say, either receiver or defensive back, that were in top form when they were playing that now could play offensive line. So you can go one way or the other.
Some people can shave weight pretty easily. You two struggle, but – A lot of people.
It's
not that
hard
for them to lose weight. That's all I'm saying.
I lose weight quick. What are you talking about?
Dude, he does lose weight quick.
Dude, please.
I saw that shirt.
I know what you lose. Shirt.
This it's not shirt? A medium.
This shirt?
Yeah.
No, this is...
That's a double X at the very minimum.
No, this is a large.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Joel, have you ever thought about letting Barry open for you? And that person's blocked.
That was pretty good.
That's how you get blocked on the suspects right there.
Well played.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for keeping me keeping my spirits up. I'm listening on the app, waiting for the results of fixing my torn bicep.
Yeesh.
That sucks. That's not good.
I've heard a couple of people tear their biceps. Never sounded like it was fun.
No, there's a big old bruise on his arm, too.
I like my bicep.
Yeah, I like my bicep intact.
I'm trying to use it.
I'm a big fan of keeping my biceps intact.
I use my biceps, bro.
I bet you do.
I've seen one that of Twitter them. Account. Barry's firm.
That left arm.
It's like significantly
left
bigger.
Left arm, it looks like Popeye. The right arm, olive oil.
I'm about to rip this shirt on the left side.
You got to get a tailor just to alter your shirts now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never understood why side. I'm right-handed.
I know me. I don't get it either.
I don't get it's
I don't
you
know
too?
Why it's the opposite.
The left? Really?
I don't know.
No
Joel,
way.
What about you?
Joel?
You say, why are you we same having side conversations guy? About being ambidextrous?
See, I see what you did there.
I don't understand.
Are you
it.
A same side guy?
What?
Are you a same side guy? If you're right-handed, do you right-hand it?
No.
No? You're left-handed?
It's funny. He's open to dad jokes. He's not We're, open to this.
Yeah, but, I participated.
He just said he's an opposite like us.
I'm on taco, baby.
That's so weird. Why is that? Are
I don't
there
know.
Any same side guys, I wonder?
You're going to get a plethora of
I want to know.
Right now.
Are there
I'm
same
so
side guys?
I'm happy for soccer shots starting today.
For what?
Soccer shots started today.
What the hell is
no
that?
No pickup line.
Oh.
It is 3:41, sir.
Whatever. Soccer shots started at 3:30.
I want to know. I don't care if you're an opposite guy. I just want to know, are there any same side guys? And girls, we don't care. But guys,
now you're discriminating and you're telling people to hurt themselves.
I'm not apologizing for that one. I'm not. I already apologized and said I was kidding about the other one. I don't care about the girls. I want to know, are there guys that are same side guys? And if you don't know what that means, don't worry about it. There you go. Shout out to Moni Fly, too. I just wanted to give her a shout because she's cashing out of her Get Upside and going to donate it to Ben Esponge.
Oh, wow.
So, I'm pleased about
she
that.
She was until she heard that comment about females don't bother, and now she's changing her mind.
That's not true.
Okay.
Not true at all. That's so weird. I always wondered. I'm glad you brought that up, Nicholas. This week,
was a
this
random
is,
thought, too.
No,
I don't even know why I brought
this
up.
This is a science thing. Like, this is good quality scientific study here.
Should have known when I brought it up with you that this was going to be an elongated conversation.
It's going to be actually a Barry poll tonight on the internet
it is,
as well.
It is. That's a great idea.
You're welcome. Forget the Stroh poll on tonight's AT&T Astros broadcast.
Hey, real quick, speaking of Moni Fly, she donated. Ike has donated. We're up to $704 for Bennett's Bunch for Tyler Miller. Thank you to the suspects so much. And hey, if you win some money betting, you can donate as well, and you can get that money. You can win that money on mybookie.ag because football season is here, and it means betting on teams, and that means getting paid. It means winning. It means betting, and it means mybookie.ag. You know, mybookie has odds on every game. They have more prop bets than any other sports book out there, and absolutely nobody pays you out faster. You get your cash when you want it, and guys, I stress that. That's very important. So make sure when you're playing with someone that pays you and pays you quickly, and that's MyBookie. You know you can bet after kickoff as well. You don't have to get all your bets in before. You can do that with MyBookie. You can parlay picks, so you can turn something like a small wager into a really big wager if you want to. You can do all that at MyBookie. Don't play with a no-name sports book. I don't want you to take that risk. I don't want you to not be able to get your money out. We had a listener text the show and say, they had $1,000 in their account they wanted to get out. Zero problems getting it out with MyBookie. That's why I love them so much. If you're going to bet, bet smart, bet MyBookie. And listen, speaking of being smart, when you sign up, use promo code RADIO and you'll get up to $1,000 in free money. So they'll basically double your first deposit up to $1,000 that you can use however you want when you wager on your team. So check that out. It's MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We always appreciate you taking us along for the ride. A Tuesday in the big city is almost done for us, but not done for the station. Blitz comes up next, 4 to 7. Aaron's here, Fred and AJ. Everybody will entertain you on your drive home.
We're going to be where on Friday?
We're going to be at the West Bar.
The West Bar.
In Beaumont, us and the Blitz.
There
so
you
if you're
it.
A blitzer or a suspect, come on down to B-Town.
And Barry's going to be, what, where are you going to be? What is it? The koozies? What do you call the koozies again, Joel? No.
Quincy's.
No.
You can buy a Quincy and see Barry do comedy on Saturday night in the Beaumont area. Have we
don't call them
koozies,
call them Quincy's.
Oh, my God.
Quincy's.
T-shirt and a Quincy.
I'm ignoring
$20.
You both. Just barryisfunny.com for the schedule. All the info is there. Now, back to the series.
Make sure you get that pub in and then just blow us off.
What do you Quincy's. Want me to do? Get your own website, then you can plug it, too.
Quincy's.
So a lot of people are same side guys. I didn't realize that many existed, but apparently there are a lot of people, and I won't give all your names out, cause I don't want to embarrass Walt.
Well, if they put the or
nice.
Steven said, I used to be a same side guy. I broke my wrist on a dirt bike, switched and never went back. That's outstanding. The text line obviously filled up immediately, and there's a lot of people that just texted in same side. So just know I saw them all. I did put a poll up. Somebody's
did you now?
All right.
Same side?
And I love the idea. I can't say what it was over the air, but if you just go, you'll see what it's called, and you can vote, and I would be interested to see. But a lot of texters said that they were same side guys. I'm right-handed everything. Love the show. Okay. I'm a same side guy, but if it starts to get tired, I switch it up.
What? Is that the crossover?
Bro, I'm not trying to break no records. You start to get tired. Something's wrong if you're getting tired.
Dude, instead of breaking ankles, he's got a killer cross.
You're doing it wrong if you're getting tired. I hate to say that, but hey, this is Francisco. Oops, sorry about your name. Yes, I'm sitting in... Yes, I'm sitting in the parent pickup line, but I don't like any of these parents. So go ahead and say whatever you want. Great show today. Hell yeah, I'm a same side guy. That's the strong hand. What?
Because he's
the grip? What? Oh. Strong hand? Same side guy. Opposite feels weird. That's from Jose. Sorry about the name. Barry,
you're not. Not in the least.
This is my favorite one out of all of them. Okay, well, first of all, somebody says the reason we're opposite is because if you're right-handed, you have to have your right hand free to click the mouse. So that does make a lot of sense. But this guy said, Barry, my thumb was cut off as a child, so yes, I'm a same side guy. Which brings up something that you really don't think about. You don't realize how important a thumb is until it comes to something like that. And then you're like, boy, I'm blessed to have a thumb.
Ask Shaq really,
Griffin. Did you use your term? Did you hear your terminology right there?
I can't believe you. No, don't. I can't believe you said that.
I said what?
Ask Shaq Griffin?
I didn't say that.
Did what? You really just say that?
Did not say that. You were talking, not me.
No, I wasn't.
Rewind the show about 2 minutes and see.
Which you're normally pretty good about doing.
Yeah. Oh, all of a sudden that's broke now?
It's
is that
down,
what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's glitchy.
Okay, I'll get it on the podcast.
I rebooted the computer earlier.
Oh,
you remember?
Did
you?
Yeah.
The technical difficulties we were having?
He's obviously a same side guy. There's really no choice.
Nick, get a grip.
I just can't remember which hand is...
And everybody texting the sit on your hand till it's numb joke. Stop it. We've all heard that one. Mm-hmm. I like the opposite guys. They're still checking in. That's us. We're all opposite guys. There's apparently a lot of same side guys.
Crap! I accidentally voted for the same side. I meant to vote for the other.
Oh, really?
Whatever.
Oh, jeez.
Doesn't matter.
No, what do you mean it doesn't matter? This is very scientific.
Well, we know to take away one vote.
No, this is very
from
scientific.
The same side and add it to the opposite side.
Okay. Well, we have. It's 50-50.
All we ask is simple execution, Nick.
Yeah, that you had one.
That's pretty
one
ironic.
Task for me.
One
it's
job.
50-50. Yeah.
Screwed it
Who
up.
Who would have thought? There's only two hands and it's 50-50. I'll be damned. I really would have thought there would have been more Oppo Taco guys.
Yeah.
But apparently not.
You going to put the poll up tonight?
You just...
I'm asking a question. You know people participate. They watch the Astros games. Do the Stroh poll. So are you going to put the poll up tonight?
Shaq has the right hand. He doesn't have his left hand.
So you did say it.
Thank you for doing your research.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just confirming. Double confirming.
I'm left-handed, but I'm right-handed when listening to the show. All right. I didn't need that. Mm-mm. I didn't need that visual at all, Stalker Brian. I don't know
he
if that
uses
was him.
His feet.
I don't know if yeah. I don't know if that was him, but I
and he hopes others like, do too, and they film it.
Felt like it was. Oh my gosh, Juggalo Trey checked in. Not a same side guy here. Leftist forever.
Excuse me, I'll be back.
Good Lord. Aaron, are you a same side guy, buddy? Aaron doesn't even know what we're talking about. Nick, fill him in. Ask him what he is. Get his official. Two hands?
Dude, it's both? Not cow's udders. What was that motion you just did?
Well, yeah. Two
Maybe
hands.
Maybe you are ambidextrous. I don't know. What are you doing?
Two? Wow. Hashtag blessed? My goodness, bro. Oh, I know what you're doing with the other one.
Oh, God.
Going to Brownsville. Oh, all right. That was gross, Aaron. No one needed
to. I cannot believe that you just went there.
No one needed to know that, bro. Ugh,
that's
awful.
A geography lesson we didn't need to go to.
Oh, man.
If Kuntz wasn't bad enough, he just took it to Brownsville.
Well, I don't know. This show went bad quickly.
Yeah, the last 5 minutes of this program is off the chain.
I don't know.
Completely
got out of
off the chain.
Whew, that got out of hand quick. Can we talk about something else before I have to do my last read?
No, let's keep talking about Brownsville.
No, let's just talk about the Texans. Let's just, good win, a lot of positives. Yay!
Good win.
I'm never shaking Aaron's hand again.
Good win?
That's so disgusting.
Where have you been?
I don't know. I'm just trying to fill the void here. No high fives.
Keep talking about Brownsville.
No high fives for Aaron. That's for sure. Never.
We went from Kuntz to Brownsville in a hurry.
Oh, my gosh.
On the highway to hell.
Kuntzies.
Kuntzies? Do you have a package deal with a t-shirt and a Kuntzie?
No.
No?
No, I don't. There's no package deal, and I see what you did there.
I hate you so.
Don't call them Kuntzies, call them Kuntzies.
Stop! Oh, please.
Hey, Nick, rewind what you said a little while ago.
Let's go back to your Shaq Griffin comment.
The computer is down.
You can't find it. That's been said before.
Oh, boy. This was...
North of Virginia!
I did not see this coming.
See what you did there, Barry. Take us home.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about at all. Hey, guys, listen. If you want to be like Moaning Fly and a ton of the other listeners, go download Get Upside. She took the money that she's getting cash back from Get Upside, and she donated it to another Usual Suspect listener because that's just the kind of person she is. But she got that money using the Get Upside app, and you can do the same. All you got to do is download the app. It is completely free to download. There's no catch. There's no gimmicks. You're not locked into anything. It's just you getting cash back by paying for stuff you're already paying for, like gas and food. And that's super important to remember, too, because if someone walked up to you while you were pumping gas and said, hey, here's $5, would you turn them down? I know the answer already. No, you would take that $5. And that's how Get Upside works. You find a deal in your area, and then you go claim that deal. You pump your gas. You pay with a debit card, upload the receipt. And within 24 to 48 hours, that money is in your account. It could not be easier. You already spent the money, so why not get some of it back? The same is true for the food. You can get up to 35% cash back every time. Not just like a one-time deal, but up to 35% every single time that you go out and eat and use the Get Upside app. It's that simple. It's that easy. I love this app. You're going to love it. I use it. Nick uses it. AJ uses it. Jake Asman. Aaron Raybould, who we just talked to, he uses it. Him and his wife fight over who's going to fill up the car. That's how they do it. They want to make sure they get the money in their account. You should do the same. Guys, do yourself a favor right now. Go download Get Upside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later. And don't go anywhere. Blitz is up next. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.